This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee. I can tell we are in the golden age of television because all the new shows that I assumed would just get canceled are coming back. I mean, these days, even if a big network drops a show, some other network will bring it back, new and improved. And part of this is just an increase in quality and daring across all the networks, but part of it is because the streamers in the world, the Amazons of the world, are increasing while the broadcast platforms are shrinking. It's all just more nirvana for Melissa Locker on her couch. She's culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway. And she reports on the new television season coming back is the NBC drama This Is Us.
So this is the show's brand new first season, and I think this has been one of the breakout hits. It's very kind of family-friendly. They tackle topics about, you know, weight and race and things that don't really get tackled in most TV shows.
I had this whole dream life that I envisioned for myself, a real career. And I would marry a man like Dad. I would be a mom like Mom. But look at me, Kev. Like, I ate my dream life away.
It seems a little sentimental, kind of like a cross between Crash and The Big Chill.
I can see why you think that, but honestly, I was so skeptical about this show. I didn't watch it until it was on Hulu one day, and I was like, okay, fine, I'm just going to watch it. And you watch the first episode, and I was totally hooked.
Wow.
And it ended on a serious cliffhanger, and it's coming back on January 10th, and I cannot wait, personally.
Series of unfortunate events?
So this was a series of books written by Lemony Snicket.
Right, I remember.
And it was made into a not very good movie starring Jim Carrey. And luckily, we live in a time where Netflix can take this kind of not very good movie, kind of ignore it, and redo the whole series and do it right. This one stars Neil Patrick Harris. I've only seen, like, segments of it, but it's so much better than the movie.
Homeland comes back for season 6. They're jumping the shark. This can't possibly work.
I was very skeptical when I heard that they were coming back for a new season. I didn't know how long Claire Danes could kind of milk this, but it sounds like they've come up with sort of an interesting angle. So this time, Carrie Matheson, CIA agent extraordinaire, is not overseas, but she's actually in Brooklyn. And she is still trying to figure out what's going on. I've heard some rumors about this show, which could make it completely bananas, but I'm very optimistic for now.
Beaches?
Beaches. Come on. Do you want me to sing? Because I will sing.
I know you will. Well, this has got some voices in it.
Yeah, so it's a TV remake, recast with Idina Menzel, who, you know, is one of the greatest voices of the time. Did you ever know that you're my hero? Everything I wished I could be. No one's going to take the place of Bette Midler, but Idina Menzel comes close.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's worth watching.
You're going to watch it, and you're going to cry your eyes out, and you're going to be super embarrassed, and all your kids are going to laugh at you.
Jane the Virgin, she can't still be a virgin.
She's no longer a virgin, but they're not going to change the name. She's happily married. She still is the mother of a young child. She still has some questions about everything in her life.
I'm sorry. I'm just terrified. Mateo was kidnapped. You were shot, and the woman who did it is still out there.
Exactly, and I want to put her behind bars.
But why you? Can't it be anybody else?
No one knows the case better than me.
Your own partner shot you!
It's this incredible telenovela. It's so funny and kind of heartwarming, and they don't take themselves very seriously. And if you don't watch the show for anything else, watch it for Rogelio, who is the telenovela star who came out to be and is Jane's father. And he's hilarious, and you don't really see characters like him on American television very often. The final season of Girls is about to start, and we don't know what's going to happen to these young women who are slowly maturing into fine, upstanding adults, and they are all millionaires.
Exactly. They also got to deal with Adam Driver, who's now, you know, part of Star Wars.
I know. I wonder if they can fit his ego on set. Ooh, probably. But the show is, you know, love it or hate it. I still don't quite understand why it's been classified as a comedy. But I do think that, you know, it's educational. If you want to see what kids are up to these days, this could give you some sort of insight.
Or just send you running for the hills. Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.